Property is located northeast of Mount Joy Road, Road 297, 4/10 of a mile east of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30. The 911 address is 26371 Mount Joy Road, Millsboro. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 21, parcel number 50. For the benefit of the record, the commission has received a copy of the survey site plan for this application. The applicant did submit their application on August 25th of 2015 and included the survey site plan depicting the improvements and driveways on the property. We did receive comments from DelDOT on July 30, 2015, and they referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service of Mount Joy Road will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the Sussex Conservation District on December 9th, 2015, and they referenced that the site contains one soil type, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be required, that it is not likely that any on-site drainage improvements will be required, but they may. The County Engineering Department provided comments through their Utility Planning Division. They were provided on December 9th, 2015, and they referenced that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study would be required, that the proposed site is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, to date, I've received no letters in support or in opposition to this application from individuals or agencies. That's all I have on that question.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Gilbert Bernoski, 14 Arnell Drive, Rehoboth Beach. Did you have a question for me?
You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I'm not the mechanic. I'm the property owner, and I leased a pole building to two gentlemen to open a repair shop for some cars.
Okay.
And it took off quite well. And I assume I upset some of the neighbors, or one of the neighbors from what I understand. And they were working late at night, so they've decided not to work past 10 o'clock at night. They don't have any signs out. Everything is just word of mouth. One of the gentlemen has since left. So now it's only one guy, and he's also a truck driver too. So he does a lot of work on the weekends. He does some work in the evenings. And it's all word of mouth. Like I say, there's nothing out there. And I'm sure they complained about the late night. And also, there was a hot tub on the plans. He bought a hot tub to repair and sell, and it couldn't be repaired. So it's just sitting there right now. And I have told him that he needs to remove that hot tub and take it to the dump because it's not worth for anything. Thank you.
All right, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with my good friend, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bernoski?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. I don't want to butcher your name too bad. For clarification, what I'm hearing is that this really is a part-time business?
Pretty much so, yes. It started off really big. He probably had 10 cars outside, and I'm sure that's why somebody complained. And like I said, now there's only one guy doing it, and he is a truck driver, so he does it part-time now.
Does he live there on the property?
No, he does not.
So somebody else lives on the property?
My father-in-law lives there on the front, in the house.
In the house?
Yes.
And is the work done inside or outside?
He did some outside, but most of it's inside the shop.
So the shop is set up so that there's adequate ventilation and...
Yes.
And what about any fluids?
How
are the oils handled? How are the antifreeze handled?
I don't have that answer for you. I can find that out.
And I wasn't sure when I visited the property, was there a dumpster there or...
Big trash can.
Big trash can. That's how he handles his.
Absolutely, right.
The auto parts.
It's, yeah, whatever he does with those, yes.
So you're not quite.
Well, you know what? I believe he recycles a lot because that's what he wanted to do with the hot tub. He actually brought a huge trailer up there once and tore it apart and recycled it and took the frame and made a portable stage for somebody out of it.
And is your father-in-law troubled by this, these late night hours?
No, he's not. My father-in-law's not.
Is he hard of hearing?
Yeah, very. So am I. That's it. Well, like I said, he has agreed to not work past 10 o'clock at night now.
Not past 10 o'clock?
Correct.
And he works on Saturdays and Sundays?
Yes, he does, right.
Okay. So we're not seeking a sign of any sort?
No, not at all.
Do you know if he has a business license?
I do not know.
I don't have any questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
When I went by the site, I really couldn't see back in there.
Right.
It's pretty tight.
Right.
Do you know how many cars are stored outside and around the site?
I know he has a Malibu that he's trying to sell. There's probably 3 or 4 cars outside right now.
If this were to be approved, what would be a good number for outside storage of mechanical cars that are going back into the shop? What would be that number?
Well, if we look at the site plan, there's probably 3 that could go there and 3 it could go over here, so I would say 6.
And then is this a fence that I see that's going around, or is that a tree? Is that the tree line? Is there any fence?
My glasses,
in the back?
Sorry. No, there is no fence.
There's no fence in,
no.
In the back. Is there a way to get to the back?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So that you could shield the.
You can go on either side of the building to the back to there.
Okay. And the reason for you choosing 10 o'clock and not some earlier time, mm-hmm. is what?
We figured nobody was, well, not too many people were in bed before 10, and it was nice, as anything after 10 should be quiet.
Okay.
Is that because most of the work hours are in the evening?
Yeah, most of the time, yes. Except on the weekends when he's home, he can do that then.
But all of the work is being done inside, and just the storage of cars?
No, like there's a pad there, and he'll do some work there, but most of the stuff is inside. It's probably a 8-foot, 10-foot pad that goes completely across the building. Oh, it says it right there, concrete pad.
Are most of the cars running when they show up here, or are they on a tow truck?
Yeah, no, they're mostly running, yeah.
Is it a service business, or is it a
repair? I mean, he has a race car himself, so he does some engine work on his race car, but some of the people, he's even done some body work on a car that I saw a lady had a Cadillac in there. So it's a mix of everything.
Okay. And there's tow trucks? Are they
no
in and out of there?
No tow trucks, nothing like that.
Okay.
No. He has a golf cart there on the outside.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I have no further questions.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Bernard. This is a conditional use, which the role of the commission is to make a recommendation to county council.
Right.
County council, you're aware, will have another public hearing on mm-hmm. this. I would be able to make a better, more informed judgment of your case if the mechanic was actually here answering some of the questions.
Right.
I understand you've done the best that you can to answer. I felt as though some of the answers have been incomplete. I got to ask the question, is there a reason why the gentleman that actually turns the wrenches is not here this evening?
Right. He drives a truck.
He drives a truck.
Right, and he works. That's it. Yeah. And that's why this is part of more part-time job at this point now.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. I just kind of wanted to let you know that our role in the conditional use is to try to get as much information as we can, either from the applicant or their agent, which I guess you're acting as, and from the benefit of the public who may be for and against it, then we make a recommendation to council. But they're
right. I assume since it was my property, that it would be my responsibility to make the conditional use.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ross?
And you're not wanting a sign of any kind?
No.
No. Okay, no. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, all right then. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Brandaway?
No.
Mr. Lank?
Can it just, curiosity kills the cat, they say, or whatever. Can I have the name of your tenant?
His name is Thomas. Heith, H-I-G. I don't have his contract with me.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
H-I-G. T-H. H-I-G-T-H. Height.
Or something similar to that.
Something, yes. Thomas.
I'm just curious because you almost everything you said is just like an application we had several months ago. He was a truck driver. He had to race cars. He repaired cars on the side. Different name.
Where was it? Where was this?
West of Middleburg.
He's been there since last April.
I can't
April.
Remember his that name. I just,
okay,
it's been months ago. But it was so similar. I had
to ask. Okay. Well, he came in April.
I was just curious. Not having grant, but I have to agree with Mr. Smith. It would have been beneficial to have your tenant client.
Right. Right.
And here to help answer the questions. So and I could have answered several questions I were asked that you could.
And I don't know who actually complained, but if I can work with them, I'm more than happy to address any other issues that they have.
It could have been anonymous. We don't care. If
right.
Complaint.
Right.
We check in. If we feel it's a violation, we have to follow.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Right. Right. But I don't want to upset any of the neighbors.
That's fine. I'm just curious.
No questions.
No questions.
I have one question, Mr.
Okay. Yes, sir.
If the commission was to recommend it favorably on this project, and given that there was used to be another mechanic as well.
Right.
Is there a problem if this is confined to the one gentleman who's currently the mechanic?
Is it confined? What do you mean by
meaning that he can't have someone else come in and work with it?
He can't hire anybody?
Right.
If that's necessary, then that's fine. I haven't addressed that with him, but he didn't seem like he was going to be hiring somebody. But
he hasn't talked about finding a replacement for the other mechanic.
Not to me personally, no. I don't know if that's on his mind, though. Yeah.
I think what the commission is trying to convey to you is that when you go to county council, make sure he comes.
This is my first time here.
No, but when you come back for county council, because you
bring him with me, absolutely,
you
right.
Go through this whole process over again.
Right.
We strongly advise that the mechanic come as well, because typically we would be asking questions like I started about
the fluid,
the disposal of fluids, the disposal of parts that are not usable, storage of inoperable vehicles, how long they're kept there,
right.
Whether there's any untagged vehicles, a lot of stuff that you wouldn't necessarily know.
Right.
But as the property owner, I would highly recommend that you become aware, because if there is dumping of fluids on your property,
comes on me. Right.
Someday,
right.
Demrec or someone may come along and say, guess what?
Not only that, we have a well. I mean, that's.
Well, and neighbors have wells.
Right, right, exactly.
So the issue is not just what impact it might have on your well, but what it
right.
might have on
everybody's, others. Right.
And we're very concerned about the on-the-fly shops where perhaps they are not following the best management practices for handling of fluids, et cetera, as well as the handling of what do you call, for your air conditioning?
Freon.
Freon, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, those kind of issues.
Right.
EPA issues. So that's our suggestion.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we thank you. All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2037, Gilbert J. Bernoski, Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2037?
Good evening.
Hey.
And I'm not normal at this either. My name is Rudolph Daisy, Jr. I'm speaking on behalf of my parents.
Okay.
Back there. Okay. Their address is 26350, mm-hmm. which is catty corner to this property.
Right.
And look, I'm a pro-business guy, okay? I take my car to a mechanic. My big thing is, in this area, it's not consistent with the current zoning. If you look around a square mile of this area, it doesn't truly represent it. Okay, now if I had someone just doing small repairs in that, probably wouldn't be a problem. My problem is accountability. And as you can see, like not knowing whether it's a business license or not. Also, when you lease to someone, there's a bigger gap, I believe, in accountability. And I'm not I know some of the rules in zoning. I didn't know you could sublease on your property. I thought that was a zoning restriction. Maybe I could stand corrected. So basically, you know, we're not upset or anything, but our concern is lack of accountability. I don't know the exact time frame. I have it written down in my notes, and it's at my mother's house. But basically, this started in like May of last year, and it was a totally different situation then. There was more cars in the yard. Okay. Also, I believe that, you know, the driveway, I mean, if you're going to have a business with that many cars, I think it's going to have to be paved. Another thing is bathroom facilities. On this plan, is there a plan for bathroom facilities? Where are they using the bathroom? Because for a while, I don't know if it's still there, there was a camper around the back, and we see people going there. And then we even seen people coming in and out of there a lot. Now, you can say that's speculation. My whole point, our whole point is, I think this gentleman, if he was to open a business, it would be right. But our whole problem is accountability. If I had a property and someone was using it for a business, I'd make sure they have a business license. I'm not going to speak. I don't think that's the case, but hey, I can't say that standing here. But I believe that some of the issues you gentlemen brought up, that's what goes through my parents' mind. We have a very good relationship. We're neighbors. They've lived there 37 years. The whole thing here is accountability. You know, what happens down the road when there's a new mechanic? What's going to change? Is there a zoning restriction that could change what they might do? You know, if you look at this geographical area, a square mile, it just doesn't truly represent it. But even so, going with that, I think the big thing here is accountability.
Very good.
Any questions?
I don't believe so. Well, thank you. Would anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Good evening. I know he spoke for me, but I want to speak for myself.
First, you have to tell us who you are.
I live within 200 feet directly across the road from that parcel.
Excuse me, ma'am. First, you need to give us your name, please, for the record.
Name, Janet Daisy.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Resident of 26350 Mount Joy Road.
Okay.
I've lived there for over 50 years.
Okay.
And I'm sure it was residential before then.
Okay.
So I think it's totally unfair to me and to two or three neighbors I have that cannot speak for themselves. In fact, one of them passed away. There's nobody lives next door to that parcel on one side. And on the other side, there's like an 88 or 90-year-old woman who is unable to speak for herself.
Okay.
She didn't even open her letter from planning and zoning. And on the other side are new people who are never there. So I'm speaking, it is hazardous with traffic. That's a busy road. Plus, it's a 24/7 operation. There were times last summer when I bet if I had written it down, I could have counted 200 to 300 vehicles going in and out. And another thing is, there are people who reside either in that shed or in a travel trailer behind it. And I don't know what the septic system is. They had a travel trailer, and like he said, they dismantled it and got rid of it. But there is another one sitting back there, if they didn't move it this week. So that's what I have to say.
All right, well, we thank you very much. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2039, Performance Injection Equipment Company, LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for manufacturing and installation of performance automotive parts and accessories to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 34,740 square feet, more or less. Property is located northeast corner of DuPont Boulevard, U.S. Route 113, and Betts Lane. The 911 address is 24994 Betts Lane, Georgetown. The tax map ID is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 110. The commission, again, has been provided with a copy of the survey site plan for this application, as was received in their packet. The applicant did provide a survey site plan showing the location of the improvements on the property with their application on September 22nd, and also provided an exhibit booklet on December 1st, 2015. Again, the commission does have a copy of the exhibit booklet provided. That exhibit booklet contained a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed, a list of property owners within 200 feet, a copy of the survey of the property, a cover letter from Aaron Baker, Esquire of Baird, Mandelis, and Broxted, a series of photographs of the property, a series of photographs of nearby commercial activities, a location map of the site, and an excerpt from the applicant's website advertisement. We did receive several agency comments, first one being from DelDOT. Those comments were provided on July 30th, 2015, in the form of a support facilities report, referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended, and that the current level of service C of DuPont Boulevard, U.S. Route 113, will not change as a result of this application. The Sussex Conservation District provided comments on December 9, 2015, and they referenced that the site contains one soil type, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that no off-site or on-site drainage improvements will be required. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on December 9, 2015, and they referenced that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed site is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. I will advise that the site was previously approved for an office and a warehouse for a heating and air conditioning business. That was conditional use number 1493 for Ron and Donetta Whitkey, and was utilized for that purpose until several years ago. The conditional use 1493 was originally approved by council on May 13th of 2003 and contained five conditions of approval. We'll add that the property owner was advised that the ongoing business activities that are currently in operation are a violation of the zoning ordinance, and that a new conditional use application was required, and that the applicant did make that application. I've received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date on this application.
All right, so we thank you. Mr. Baker. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Chairman and Commissioners. For the record, Aaron Baker from the law firm of Baird Mendels Brockstedt on behalf of the applicant, Performance Injection Company, LLC. The property, which is the subject matter of this, let me just get a hold of myself here.